Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, The Soldier's Service. What does the teacher do? The teacher teaches. What does the doctor do? The doctor administers in matters concerning one's physical well-being. What does the preacher do? The preacher preaches the Word of God. So what does the soldier do? The soldier is to fight the good fight of faith. Now, there can be no question about what the Lord expects of the soldier of Christ. I think of a man in the Scriptures, the Old Testament, Uriah, to be exact, was a man who was a diligent soldier. His mind was on the task to which he was called. It was his lot in life to be a soldier. He would not take his mind off of the task, though he was far away from the place where the battle was taking place. He would not provide comfort for himself, for he would be in the same state as his men, even though he had been called back from the battlefield to visit his family, to be with his wife. He could not in good conscience lead his men in battle, in hardship, when they themselves had not visited their wives and had not been able to encourage their own hearts in the presence of their own wives. So he would not visit his wife, though he were called back to the palace. The Lord has us to be soldiers. He has said this in the book of Timothy, in the book of 1 Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Now, of course, the letter is addressed to Timothy, one of the pastoral epistles. But we are told to contend for the faith. That is our job, to contend for the faith. You see, an army is an organized group of men wielding weapons with a mission in mind. And their one purpose is to accomplish their mission at the expense of their own lives. Now, as we are soldiers of Christ, soldiers of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? Our personal wishes don't really matter. Our personal well-being is of great concern to the one who is leading us, to the captain of the Lord's host, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He would have us to move forward, onward, Christian soldiers. When there is a battle, and there is one carrying the guide on, if that one carrying the guide on should fall, which signifies the unit, the beginning of the unit. Then the one behind him is to rush forward, lift the guide on, lift the standards, and keep marching forward. Keep following the orders that are given, recognizing, realizing that the mission is of the all importance, that the expense and that mission must be accomplished at the expense of men. Think of our nation and think of the Allies on D-Day. The great number of lives that were lost in taking those beaches. Oh, my. If you had to sit down and to decide you will make it, you won't. You're going to be severely wounded. You will be wounded. You will be mortally wounded. You'll be fatally wounded. You know, who would want that job? But each man knows his task to take the beach at great expense. Now, we are called of God in this world, and someone has somewhat slipped us a diversion, and we think that our purpose is to polish the brass in this world and to make this world a better place. Now, we are going to make it a better place, but that's a secondary mission. The primary mission is to bring glory to God, and we are to contend for the faith. We are light in this world, and we are opposing darkness. The casualty rate can be high. The cost is indeed high, but we are to be faithful soldiers of the cross. You see, the army is organized. The Lord places his soldiers where each is to be, where each's skills can be best used for his cause. Now, we are to be fighters for Christ, not brawlers in the way, not those who love to scrap and to be contentious. Now, there are many who feel as though they have got to be contentious in order to be called a Christian. They want to stir up something. And many times the reason why they're doing that is because they're not doing what they really ought to be doing. And so they find some minor point to bicker, to argue, to cause strife among the ranks of the soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we've been armed by him. We are to contend for the faith. And to contend for the faith, we are to do so with a war of words. Now, our war of words is not to be among one another. My words are of war in prayer. You see, I want to utterly defeat the enemy. We're not looking for a truce. We're looking to see the enemy completely overthrown. And we do this by seeking to see those who are in bondage, having their eyes opened to what their captor, captain is doing, that he might, the one who is in bondage, desert that army and come over to the Lord's side and to become a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. To do so and to live by faith in Jesus Christ. We want to war, to contend for the faith, to lift up Christ, and to see the enemy defeated through his conversion. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.